A State Bar Association advisory poll shows attorneys in the 11th Circuit do not recommend McLean County Circuit Judge candidate Don Knapp. Don Knapp is also the state's attorney, but only 54% of the respondents to the judicial advisory poll say they think Knapp meets the requirements of office. In contrast, Knapp's opponent, Associate Judge Amy McFarland, received a rating of above 90% in that category. Tom McClure heads Illinois State University's Legal Studies program. In this interview with Charlie Schlenker, McClure adds context to those numbers. McClure says most candidates are recommended, but a not recommended rating really isn't all that rare.
Typically, if someone is a sitting judge, they tend to be recommended. It would take some pretty extreme circumstances before a sitting judge is not going to be recommended. So the fact that both of the sitting judges who are running in this upcoming election were recommended is not a surprise. It is surprising if a candidate who is an elected officer is not recommended. And in this case, candidate Don Knapp was not recommended. This is not unusual necessarily. As a state's attorney, sometimes people view that office as being a political office, and that being the case, they would question whether someone who's a state's attorney is impartial or not. That shows up on Mr. Knapp's polling. There's questions as to his impartiality.
Sitting Judge Carla Barnes was rated in a judicial retention. Amy McFarland, Don Knapp's opponent in the Republican primary in late June, was also rated. She was recommended, and she received the highest number of responses, 108 responses. Carla Barnes had 90. Don Knapp had 88. Is there anything to be gleaned from the number of responses to a poll that went to everybody?
There's a couple things. The first question that the attorneys have to answer is whether they've got familiarity with the candidate. If they have no familiarity with the candidate, then they no longer are participating in the poll. So the likelihood of knowing a sitting judge is greater than someone who is a non-judge. A second reason, although the poll is sent to everyone in the 11th Judicial Circuit who is registered with the Attorney Registration Commission, you can ask for a ballot if you want to vote in that election. I would assume that there would be attorneys who are from outside the 11th Circuit who would appear before Judge McFarland and could ask for a ballot. And so I wouldn't read anything into the fact that Judge McFarland got more votes than anyone else. I think it's just a matter of those two factors.
Of the people who said they know something about Don Knapp, 54% of them said he meets the requirements of office. Now, the threshold to get a recommended rating is 65%. As comparison, Amy McFarland got over 90% and Carla Barnes got 86%. What's standard in that particular category?
Well, the way that this is set up, each one of the factors, including meets the requirements of office, is an individual factor that each attorney votes on. So they're just asked that general question, and there's really no explanation as to what that means. The lawyers will look at that, and then they'll make a decision, thumbs up or thumbs down. These other issues, they're going to be asked about those, and that could certainly inform their decision, but there's no relationship between what an attorney scores on any of the factors and the other ones. They're independent votes.
Yeah, because Knapp's scores were higher in every other category, although McFarland's scores were higher than Knapp's in all but one case, health.
If this is a situation where the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. The way the poll was set up a couple decades ago, they would look at these other factors, and then based on that, there would be an average, and then that would determine whether someone was rated recommended or not recommended. That was stopped because the thought would be that, let's say someone lacks all legal ability, but everything else would be a positive. That would be a good reason not to have that person as a judge. So if you weight these factors equally, it wouldn't really yield the intent of the person who cast the ballot.
Other factors include integrity, impartiality, legal ability, temperament, court management, health, and sensitivity. How do candidates respond to not recommended, typically?
Usually what happens is the candidate will say that the lawyers have chosen who they want to decide their cases. And my goal is to represent the people fairly. And just because the lawyers want someone doesn't necessarily mean that they're the best judge for the people. So they would use this as a positive in their campaign if it's brought out against them as opposed to a negative. Whereas the candidate who receives the recommended is going to say, I got the highest rating.
There are a couple historical precedents in the 11th Circuit that may be of use for you to comment on. One of them was, I believe, the most recent case of a judicial candidate being not recommended, and that was Chris Graham, who portrayed it as he's an outsider, the members of the bar do not represent the entire legal profession, and he's not a member of the club, and they didn't like him. Earlier, a long time ago, in fact, then-sitting state's attorney Charlie Reinhard, as Don Knapp is a sitting state's attorney, was not recommended by the Bar Association. He went on to win. What can we learn from those two examples?
Chris was not an elected county official, so he'd never appeared on the ballot before in a countywide race, so voters didn't necessarily know him. And he was facing a candidate who was a very popular candidate who had been a judge for some time. So in Chris's circumstances, a lot of it had to do with the fact that he wasn't as well known. And also he had an appeal to a very specific constituency on the Republican side. It was a very far-right constituency, and I don't know that that represents McLean County. Whereas in the situation with Judge Reinhard, Judge Reinhard had been a successful office holder. He appeared on the ballot in McLean County before, and that is the largest county in the circuit. So if you could win McLean County comfortably, you're going to be able to win the circuit race. I think that Don is in exactly the same situation, where he has won a countywide race as state's attorney, and now he is running for this office. Voters have already indicated that they like him in office, so I suspect he will have the same kind of situation here. That's not to say that Judge McFarland can't win the race. As a matter of fact, she's got long-standing roots in this community. She was a practitioner before she was here. Both Knapp and McFarland are ISU graduates, as a matter of fact. So whoever wins ISU is going to win this race.
Tom McClure heads the Legal Studies Program at Illinois State University. He spoke with Charlie Schlenker. McClure says judicial races are often low profile and low information, meaning that voters don't know as much about the candidates. He says the biggest factor in the judicial race will be turnout, and with a hotly contested primary race for governor, turnout might be higher than usual.